there's our music, so we get to get started with the Aging Well Together show. Welcome, everyone. Ooh, I just broke the sound machine. Oh, it's so fun. I told my guests, so much fun about the show is not just talking to great people, but the sound engineering. So, okay, came off, but... Anyway, let's get started. Today's show is going to be wonderful. All of our shows are wonderful. But today, first of all, I don't know if our guests realize, but it's our one-year anniversary show. Yay!
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm so excited. This is our 38th show. Really, we had 40 shows, but we've had 38 shows that are recorded that you can listen to. And today's show is a wonderful celebration show. We're going to talk all about the supports, the wonderful supports provided by the Snow Approach Foundation. We'll also talk about the Positive Approach to Care company, group, organization. Company. Anyway, yep. We're going to talk all about supports for those living with dementia and brain change, or someone, if you love someone who's going through brain changes. So we're going to talk all about wonderful supports in our local area. But before we do that, always, before we jump into everything we'll learn together, we're excited to give a shout out to WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for hosting our weekly Aging Well Together show. And as you always hear me say, the Aging Well Together show is brought to you by the tremendously helpful team. I changed my adjectives? I think that's an adjective or an adverb. Tremendously helpful team at the Orange County Department on Aging. Please join us each week as we interview special guests to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. You can catch us live, like you're doing right now, every Thursday from 2 to 3, or you may be streaming us through WCOMFM.org, or you may be listening to us now through one of our previous show, aka our podcasts, that are listed on the Orange County Department on Aging's website. And that is www.orangecountync.gov/aging. On the website, you can find links to our Aging Well Together radio show, as well as a host of helpful resources about services in Orange County, North Carolina. If you have questions about any of the resources we discuss on the show, or if you want to suggest a topic for an upcoming show, you can either call the Department on Aging, and they can be reached at, this is where I take a pause so you can get your paper and pens ready. Give a call to 919-968-2070. That's for the Department on Aging. Or feel free to email me at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. All one word, agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. And many thanks to those of you who've done that. It's been really neat having shows on our show. I think last week, the last few weeks have been shows that listeners have emailed in with either they've nominated themselves or they've nominated other programs that they've wanted to hear about in the area. And so that's really exciting, especially on our 1 year anniversary, that our listeners are reaching out about the topics that are important to them when it comes to aging well together. As always, give a shout out to the Carrboro bass band, the Robert Bradford Quartet. You heard just a moment of them. Moment of their band and their song Mayfly, which is so important and how appropriate since it's the beginning of May. You'll hear more of them at the end of the show, so I'll let you listen into that. And then my fabulous co-host Alicia Reed, a wellness instructor with the Orange County Department on Aging, is away for a few more weeks. I miss her. I think she's listening in. So, Alicia, come back to us. We miss you and hope you're having a great time away. All right. I'll take a breath. A quick moment about me before I turn it to our guests who are patiently waiting and smiling. I am Heather Altman. I've spent over 25 years working in aging services locally, and I also work with families, and I help them connect to services in our community. I'm a caregiver for older family members, and at 53, I'm focusing on my own changing needs, so I'm super invested in how we are all aging well together. All right, I'm playing with the soundboard a little bit more, and now I'm so excited to turn it over to our guests and to welcome them. I have brand new friends here. I have Dan Bulgari.
So close.
Oh, well, Jared, what is, okay, what, I know.
It's Gorelli.
Oh, I knew it. It's because I've been saying it wrong for years. I'm a good colleagues with his wife, and I've been saying, Bulgarelli.
There you go.
Gosh, well Dan done. Bulgarelli and Nathan Maris.
A lot easier.
Gosh, and I just got pen on my face. I was so excited about it. Anyway, I've got Dan and Nathan Nathan is the program coordinator. Dan is a volunteer with the Snow Approach Foundation in Hillsboro. Dan is also the chief financial officer for Positive Approach to Care, and they're going to tell us both about those organizations in just a moment. First of all, welcome, Nathan and Dan.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited for you both to be here. I have a long-time relationship with your colleagues and your family members, but I've never met the two of you before. So, hi, new best friends.
Hi, thanks for having us. And I've spent most of my life being, are you Harold Bulgarelli's son? And I am now, are you Amanda's husband?
Yes, that's how I know you, mm-hmm. as Amanda Bulgarelli.
There you go.
There you go. I know as Amanda. And then we'll talk about the other family members when we talk about your work. But first of all, we have a lot to get into, but I always start the show. I want to know a little bit more about the two of you and your pathway into kind of where you're from, your backgrounds, and how you got into the world of brain change and dementia and education. So who wants to go first? Let's see. Nathan?
I can take the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty new to brain change and aging just in general. My background, I'm originally from Illinois. I moved to North Carolina area about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And have had a family full of educators and was previously an educator before coming here. I also did training. And as a child, actually, I had partial epilepsy. So I kind of went through a lot of different brain changes myself and immersed myself in a community of people that at sometimes were treated as other, that were othered and treated as less than.
Wow.
So I applied for the Snow Approach and to work for PAC and felt like it was a great connection as I really am passionate about giving voices to these individuals and also being able to be a part of an organization that's focusing so much on education. It was a passion of mine as well. So,
I love that. And we welcome. And we spoke for a few minutes before we started the show, and so I'm gonna ask you to talk a little bit about the educational background you come from, because it's sort of appropriate for where we are right now in our station.
Yeah. So I was formerly actually a music teacher. I have vocal is my specialty. So I was a choir teacher for a year and a half, and I still do music a lot. And thankfully, I get to use those skills at our brain cafes where we work with individuals going through brain change and their care partners, and we do a lot of music with them. So I get to be a part of that as well.
I love that connection. And I know your colleague, your teammate, Noah, wasn't able to join us today. But at some point, we'll get Noah on, too. And he said you all would play some music
because
you're
love
musicians.
To. Yeah.
And we'll turn to Dan. But we're going to go back to that because I know your background in music, I could see why you would be extra attractive in the brain world and in the dementia support world. So let us put a little sticky, a post-it note up there in the air to talk about that. Dan, Amanda's husband,
Amanda's
would you say
husband.
Harold's son?
Yes.
Okay, but you are your own man. Dan,
well,
tell
I'm
us about
Well, I'm also Benji's
you.
Dad.
And Ben, well, two dads.
And Braden's dad.
And yes, because I've actually met your sons, who are adorable.
Yes, they are.
All right, so who are you, Dan? Where do you come from?
So I'm Dan Bulgarelli, originally from Michigan, so a couple of Midwesterners here.
Nice.
I was also...
Nothing. Northeasterner here, so okay, hi. In the South, here we are.
Yeah, we all came south of the Mason-Dixon line at some point. This is my second stint in North Carolina. My first one, I just happened to meet a girl by the name of Amanda Snow, and just as she and I were starting to date... she told me she was moving to New York already.
Okay.
And so I followed her there.
Nice.
And I was also an educator. So I have a very similar story to Nathan, but much less cool at everything.
Oh.
So I was also an educator.
Okay.
But I taught middle school social studies.
So did I.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, middle school and high school. I used to be. I let it go. Yeah, I haven't talked about that before. I'm a secondary high school social studies teacher, and I stopped doing that at 23. I'm now 53, so clearly that didn't take. But go on. Sorry. Love it.
I was also in music.
That's not for me. Good.
I sang choir in high school and was actually able to perform in Carnegie Hall one time, which
fancy,
was fun.
Fancy.
Listeners, we have the best people on the microphone right now, so feel free to break out into song, my gentlemen, but okay.
I probably stopped singing about the time you stopped teaching, so.
Okay. That's but, when I stopped singing too, actually.
As far as how I got into it, honestly, I married into it.
Yes.
I was married to Amanda. We were both school teachers. We moved back to Michigan because we thought we were my parents' only hope for grandkids. So we moved there, and it was about that time that we left teaching and joined TIPA. We worked virtually, and I just fell in love with it because it allowed me to learn so much about something I had no idea about. Mm-hmm. And so I've been with the company with Positive Approach to Care, or PAC, as we say, mm-hmm. For 9 years, just over 9 years, and my role has changed so much over that time because I'm kind of the jack of all, master of none type thing.
Yes. So. I mean, I love that term. I'm the Jill of all, master of none. Yes. No, I know that world well. It's funny. I'm glad you defined PAC because I was going to say, mm-hmm. So I think for our listeners, I know who TIPA is and mm-hmm. what TIPA is, but you mentioned TIPA. Who is TIPA, Snow?
So I will say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but she's the rock star of the world of dementia care and anyone
she
in that
really
world.
She really is. There is no tongue-in-cheek there, unless there's some other pun that's going to go. She is totally the rock star. Listeners, if for some reason you don't know who TIPA Snow is, she's the rock star of the dementia world. Go on.
Before I started working for her, Amanda and I were living in Michigan, and she and her husband, Dick, came up to just help us around the house, do some things, like mm-hmm. we had just moved in. We went to Home Depot in Michigan, mm-hmm. and someone stopped to ask her for a selfie.
Yeah,
everywhere we
that.
Went, people, in the when I started working for PAC, the first job I did, there were four people there wearing TIPA Rocks shirts. That's when I start to know my mother-in-law a little better, because when I first started dating Amanda, she was on the road. TIPA was on the road 250, 300 days a year. And so TIPA has truly transformed how people think about and understand and support people living with dementia.
Yeah, she is. And she's so, what's the word? Like unassuming or mm-hmm. something? Like she doesn't give off this sort of, there's nothing like celebrity and arrogant. And like,
absolutely
she's
not.
Just like, you just see her and you give her a hug and she's down to earth. And she's just like, I just want to help you and your mm-hmm. loved ones live their best life. I mean, she's so chill.
She is. It's really funny. I went to I don't mean to be hawking.
Oh, you're good.
But I went to a conference 6 years ago at this point. And the difference between that CEO and TIPA was so striking. Mm-hmm. At the time, TIPA was driving a 10-year-old Honda Civic hybrid and had no interest in anything else. She doesn't, as you said, she doesn't want the fame. If she could be anonymous and do what she does, she would. This CEO had hired security to be around him as he parked his Maserati right out front so everyone would have to see it as they walked in and out.
Interesting.
And it was just as he was walking by, you could see the crowd parting because his entourage was so big that you had to get out of his
wow,
way.
Offline, you're going to tell me who this is. Was it also someone like the aging space and the dementia space?
Tangentially, yes.
Okay, got it. All right, because that's just not the vibe you normally get in our sort of world. I've been in this world for a long time.
Right.
But yes, I've watched, whenever I'm around TIPA and people, they at like conferences and meeting, they mm-hmm. want her picture mm-hmm. and they just, ugh. All right, so you married into the family.
Mm-hmm, I did.
I want to dive in to the Snow approach, but I feel like we should start with Positive Approach to Care because just chronologically it comes first.
Yep.
I'm sorry, it's a radio show, not a TV show, because I'm wearing Positive Approach to Care cute T-shirt with the pink T-shirt with the brain on it. It's super fashionable. So who wants to tell us about Positive Approach to Care?
I'll go with that one just because I have a little more history with it.
I would think so.
Yep, I can take Snow Approach.
Nathan, yeah, we're coming to you in a moment.
So TIPA was originally with, she's had several jobs, but she, at that time she was working with the Eastern North Carolina chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Mm-hmm. And she was becoming pretty popular on the talking circuit, and they didn't want her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So she stepped away to create her own company, which she called Positive Approach to Care, mm-hmm. PAC, which we refer to as PAC.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of joke that we have Packlish because we have so many words and phrases that we just use, and it's like, oh yeah,
yes.
Not everybody knows those.
That's a great
anagrams.
Term.
It's really overwhelming when you're new to the job.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm
getting
your
better at it, though. I know most of them.
We're
now.
Getting there.
I'm one of your PAC certified independent trainers.
Wonderful.
And yeah, I've been through it, so I love the Packlish because yeah. Yes, there's a lot there. So she created it, and I will tell you, my first training with Tipa was back in 2003 in
wow.
her previous world. So I was part of the audience for many years. I think it's fair to say, I'm saying it on air, and I think she would agree. I think Tipa and I are now friends, and we're colleagues, and we know, basically she knows me now, but for like 15 years, I knew her.
Right.
Because I was in the audience, but we only became, I think, colleagues, and we're like, she would actually know who I am, and we would, now we can hug and take pictures together, I think in the past 5 years or so. So she created PAC in order to share her wisdom and a series of resources and tools.
Right.
And you tell me, CFO man.
So she started traveling. It was not just North Carolina and Virginia and the surrounding states. All of a sudden, it started becoming bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And soon she was traveling throughout Canada doing talks. And the audience was growing because what she was saying and doing just resonated so differently than what everyone else was saying
yes.
or hearing or whatever on social media or other web or other resources at the time. And so slowly but surely, other people, she had gone in to do trainings, not just talks, big talks, but trainings at different residences mm-hmm. and assisted living facilities. And so eventually it got to be a little too much, so she started to hire some people to help her create DVDs,
mm-hmm.
create books, create other resources. And
now she's a brand. She's like the,
she is.
Yeah. What is it, Bob Rossi? The
Ross.
Painted Bob
yeah.
Ross?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Rossi the dancer plus Bob Ross. Like, anyway, so yeah, she's
so,
now branded
right.
in the sense.
And so Amanda and I joined in 2015, mm-hmm. and at that time I think there were 6 full-time employees and maybe another 5 or 6 independent contractors. Tipa is extremely talented, but one thing she's never wanted to do is run a company.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, she has a daughter who is brilliant at organization and planning.
Great.
So Amanda has helped take that and grow it. And so now Positive Approach to Care is 20 to 25 employees with another 25 to 30 independent contractors.
Wow. I know. There's so many different people that, because when I am connected with it, I'm like, wait, who are you? Wait, you're a whole
right.
other person. This is exciting.
And we're a virtual company, so we have employees in New York, Florida, Oregon, Hawaii, the UK, South France, and our...
The South of France person.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
We're hoping to visit her this summer.
Yeah.
But we, Amanda, you mentioned Amanda and Tipa were traveling. They just finished a Pacific Rim tour. They spent 2 weeks in Australia, a week in Malaysia, another 10 days in Hawaii, because this isn't located just inside our borders. Dementia, brain change is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And Tipa's biggest goal was to make sure everyone had the resources possible. She doesn't want money to be the barrier between someone getting the help they need.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to, if she were independently wealthy, she'd give it all away.
Oh, I could see that. I could totally. And she, I will tell you, listeners, we are so happy to have Nathan and Dan start us off. They're like the appetite we were talking about. But it's because Amanda and Tipa travel so much that I was like, I hear about their travels. And so we haven't figured out how they can come on
right.
the show, but they'll come on at some
they'll
point.
They'll be here.
They'll be here. And Abby, too.
Yes.
I love the whole family. And Dick, I've met the whole family.
And so as the company has grown, we are currently in, I think, 30 different countries with
that
our products
right.
and our resources.
Whoa.
And currently expanding. We just did a huge thing for the entire country of Malaysia. And
I have shocked. I realize we're
with,
listeners. I'm blown away. And I know a lot
right.
of this stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that they're out and about,
mm-hmm.
but just like, wow.
And we've had requests from South Africa, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
We've done events in China. You name it.
Dementia has no borders.
Dementia has no borders. And so we actually did an event in Poland several years ago, which is really funny because they had to live translate. And Tipa does a lot of colloquialisms.
She does. Yeah.
And on top of that, she does a lot of malapropisms. She kind of mixes the two metaphors.
Oh,
like one of her favorites
I love
is,
that.
Or no, this is actually an Amanda one, but you never bite a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, I would say that. That sounds actually perfectly normal to me. What's it supposed to be?
You never bite the hand that feeds you, or you never look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, yeah, but okay. No, I would do that. That was like... I mess up things all the time. But okay, so then they were trying to translate that in real time.
Which I can only imagine how challenging that was for the translator. But so this it's been great. And I used to joke that while Tipa's license might say she lives in North Carolina, she was traveling 250, 300 days a year. So I joked that it should say Delta in Hilton because that's where she spent most of her time.
All right, so then she has PAC.
And so the one thing she really wasn't able to accomplish that she really wanted to was to grow roots. She came to Duke, she never left the Triangle, and she really wanted to create a home base. And with Amanda's help, they created our local nonprofit, the Snow Approach Foundation.
Yeah, and so I think, good, and I'll ask follow-up questions, but I think some of my follow-up questions will go to both of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Nathan, tell us about, and even I get it, no, but I've been around it, and so what's PAC and what's the Snow Approach Foundation? So, Nathan?
Yeah, so Snow Approach was founded, actually, it's a lot shorter of a story, it was founded in 2022, and we just actually expanded to a new building, last November?
Yep, it was...
Before I was here. But yes, so we have a location in downtown Hillsboro, and really what we're doing is aiming to expand the Snow Approach education that Tipa made with PAC and support that in the Hillsboro area and provide a lot of free education to the area in general. So I think Amanda and Tipa's main goal for Snow Approach is to create that inclusive community in the Hillsboro town where they're from. So that's my job as a program coordinator to grow the nonprofit. And we focus on all the education courses that PAC has. And then we also have other events such as our brain cafes, where we Monday and Friday, we work specifically with people with dementia or brain change and their care partners. And we do a lot of different activities with them, building community first of all, but doing music, movements, different ways to access different parts of the brain, and building a connection and a community base over brain change and helping our community around us.
Okay, and so as you said, the interest and the need and the desire to grow roots is how the positive approach to care that still goes on as the kind of speaking and materials and documents and that branded all the training curriculum. And then the Snow Approach Foundation is the local incarnation, right? It's the implementation of it locally. I tell people, because I'm like, I know Tipa Snow, and they're like, really? I'm like, yes. And that they don't realize that she's here locally and what a gift it is to those of us in Orange County, in the Triangle, in Hillsboro, here in North Carolina, that we have this amazing international superstar that's like the superstar next door.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, all right, there's a few things. I feel like we need some definitions or some explanations before we get into programmatic. Both Positive Approach to Care and the Snow Approach Foundation have a key word in it, which is approach. What is, whichever of you wants to take it, what is different about the approach that you're promoting, or what's special about it? And then we can maybe compare it to other approaches if we want. You can say it's positive, or feel free to throw other approaches sort of with their challenges.
Well, the funny thing for me is the Snow Approach and the Positive Approach are one and the same. What Amanda wanted to do was recognize Tipa's role in creating something. So we have the Montessori method. Maria Montessori is no longer with us, but we know the name. So
Now
the Snow Approach is the incarnation of the Positive Approach. What makes it different is Tipa and her gem states and her approach really focuses on what is this person capable of doing right now? Let's celebrate that. I can fill in the gaps, but I don't need to point them out. I can use my skill, but I first need to get connected with this person. I can't just come up and do something to them or for them because I'm the quote-unquote caregiver. I don't want to give them care. I want to partner with them in care. And to become a partner, I need to be connected. We need to have a relationship, even if it's just a few minutes. I need to be connected with you. And then I need to support you to be able to do everything that you are able to do. And then I will support the things that you can't do in that moment.
I get it. So thus the positive approach.
Right.
That really it it is positive. It's about the connections and about celebrating. Right. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm just so...
It's true.
Clearly, no, I'm into it, but...
So many of the other dementia rating scales are the global deterioration. At one point, do you want to be referred to as your level of deterioration?
It's very negatively.
Right. And it's, at this stage, you can no longer do this. You can no longer do this. I can't dunk a basketball. Does that really help you in how you care for me? I've never been able to do that, so that's not different for
Great
me.
Great analogy. Yeah, it's all weakness-based as opposed to strength-based.
What can I do? What am I capable of doing right now? No matter what can I do? Okay. Because I want to still feel valued. I want to make it seem like I want to feel like no matter what, I am still worth something. Because if I'm not, what am I doing here?
Yeah, Nathan, anything to add?
I'm sure. Like the analogy that we've started of, I got a question for you. When you think of a donut, what do you think about?
Deliciousness.
Yeah, what else?
Sugar. Sweet.
Sprinkles,
and
maybe.
Celebrations. And sticky.
Yeah, and so fluffy. Often, and no one thinks when you look at a donut as the hole in between and that it's missing a part. And I would say similar to Snow Approach and Positive Approach to Care is we aren't focusing, it's not just about the hole or the deteriorating part, but the whole picture of that individual. So I think we focus on
their
whole part.
Oh, I love it. It's still beautiful and wonderful and fluffy and you want to just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sorry, now I'm just really running with that
donuts.
Analogy.
Yeah, we talk about the hole, not the hole.
Yeah.
We talk about the WH hole, not the H hole.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. Good. The other thing when I think about the approach is, you had mentioned the care partner. It's to me, it's not just about the positivity for the person receiving support, and again, it more in that partnership, so I may not use the best terms, but it's about myself as a care partner. So if I'm working with someone with a brain change, because I work with caregivers all the time, and I want them to have positivity. I want them, the other day, so I was talking with someone, and finally I was just like, if we keep doing this, I could also just give you a board, and you could just bang your head against the wall, like, my mother used to say, because that's not a joyful positive if people don't, in that partnership, there's one person sometimes that can change their approach more, and generally that's the care partner. And so, I really feel like so much of what you focus on with your approach is both the joys and gifts and approach to both people. And so I like that.
Right. And I mean, no matter what, it's challenging. Working with someone with a changing brain can be challenging. And one of Tipa's things is you've got to form a triad. It can't just be a partnership. Because no matter how much you love the person, no matter how good you are at what you do, you're going to need a break. And if you wait until you need a break, then they may not be accepting of someone else coming in. So if you form that triad, if you form resources ahead of time, it can allow you that grace so that you're not banging your head against the board.
Yes.
So that when you need a break, you can have that break.
There's so many Tipa-isms and lessons learned, because I don't know, I've been to a number, and it's not just Tipa, this whole other team. There's Amanda, as you said. I'm a huge fan of Melanie Bunn and Heather McKay, so I've had education with so many of them over the years. And I remember this one thing, and I say it to some of the folks I work with, which is when you start to see changes and you need, now's the time to make your world larger, not smaller.
Yeah, like,
because you see people just, Tipa said it, just this, it's time to bring in more support so that way we can be there for you, be there for your loved one, and just let other people in, or else you're going to get to the point, and I've heard it from Tipa, I've heard it from others, that people can pass the point where then they won't be receiving of any support from anyone else, and then you really are in this sort of really complicated situation.
Right, and then sadly, one of the biggest risk factors for developing dementia is caring for someone living with dementia.
Oh.
Because it can be very stressful, especially if you don't have the skills, and which is something that Snow Approach does, is we provide free training, free consultations. Come and get those skills to make it less stressful, because having that constant stress can really weigh on your body, physically, mentally.
Yeah, people are really suffering and struggling out there on the best way. And you see things, and I don't want to reference it too much, but I've seen some really challenging situations recently where the care partners, the families, just there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of sadness, and a lot of physical and emotional exhaustion. I mean, a lot of physical, I mean, it's, and I I know it from my own experiences being a caregiver, though slightly different, but this whole concept of, you know, the caregiver, not just the physical, not just the emotional burnout, but literally, as you say, mm-hmm. our risk factors shoot up for all kinds of things. So there's a few other things. So about the approach, so there's the approach, and then the, I want to stick on approach for two more definitions because I caught it before we go into more programmatic issues. When we talk about brain change, there's, and even my language has, overusing the word change a bit. I used to say dementia, and then, you know, first of all, and then there's all this language, you know, people suffering dementia, now it's people living with dementia. And I know that Teepa and Amanda and the team really talk about brain change, and they use that as an umbrella term, I hear, as much or if not more than dementia. Who wants to kind of talk about how we talk about brain change? How about Nathan, and you experienced it with yourself, you shared when you were younger. So
yeah, I would say the biggest thing with, that Teep and Amanda want to express, especially with Snow Approach, is that this Snow Approach education that we've created, that Teep has created, doesn't just connect to people specifically with dementia. Mm-hmm. And dementia itself is an umbrella term. There's over 120 different types of dementia. So that's a broad term in general. But it also connects with all different types of brain change, like neurodivergence, so someone mm-hmm. on the spectrum, or ADHD, all sorts of different types. So we really are trying to aim to connect with all sorts of different people, not just this umbrella term of dementia by itself.
I love that. And I love, and I will... We have like still so many things to talk about, this concept of inclusivity. Yep. And I do think about, again, I come from the aging space, and so I went into a lot of these trainings thinking about older adults, thinking specifically about dementia. But as in my other world, and as we're seeing, a lot of it does have transitions or connections to other populations, younger adults. So do you welcome folks in as well, or do you work with families of other who are experiencing, I'm trying to do the right, neurodiversity, I'm thinking of intellectual and developmental disabilities, and so all these changing terms. So anyway, basically age.
Yeah.
Are you able to work with people of all ages with brain changes?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say...
It took me a long time to get that question. I'm sorry.
I would say Snow Approach still is only 2 years old. So I would say for our Brain Cafe specifically, the large population is individuals with dementia. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to open that to all different sorts. So we have art classes, and we're trying to create other programs in the Hillsborough community, connecting with younger individuals in all ages, really, with all different types of brain change. So that's the goal, is to spread this education not only for that specific umbrella term, but for all brain change.
All right. So then in terms of the programmatic efforts, how does someone get involved? So I don't even have to make this hypothetical. I do. I live here in Orange County. How do people find out about these resources and get connected to the Snow Approach Foundation's programs?
Yeah, so we have two brain cafes, Monday and Friday, and we always would love individuals to come help out and be a part of that community. So two brain cafes, and then we also have just a ton of outreach that we're trying to create. So anyone that's interested in helping us with that outreach, please feel free to stop by at our facility, and we can share, and you can help us grow this community. But like I said, that's still a building. It's a building time now, so we're still looking for where people fit into that picture and trying to grow this in a large way, but in an organized way as well.
And literally and figuratively, it's a building. I mean, you're building, and you have a building now. I mean, people can, it's, you know, when I think of positive approach to care, I think about you come online, and at some point we'll do websites. You go online and you get resources. But this is, the Snow Approach Foundation is a building.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located, Nathan? I'm just going to like softball you questions there. Where are you located, Nathan?
So we are in downtown Hillsborough on 133 East Street. East King Street. So, so it's downtown Hillsborough, and we have two buildings, 129 and 133. The larger building is 133. So feel free to stop by and check us out.
Yeah. And that's where wherever you are, you're down in Hillsborough, but that people now can come and do, like, I remember I went to an event at a bar in Hillsborough for you all. I will drink clearly for the Snow Approach Foundation. And I've gone to other events. I'm going to your building tomorrow. But so people, the brain cafes literally take place at your buildings now.
Correct.
So they come Monday and Friday. What time are they?
Yep. So Ah, having a brain fart.
Monday afternoons, 3 to 4:30?
3 to 4:30, and then 9:30 to 12 on... Yes, on the other.
On Friday.
Yeah, because that's why I thought Friday was earlier. But I don't, so Fridays are 9:30 to 12.
Yep.
And Mondays are...
3 to 4:30.
3 to 4:30. And people can just drop in. Do they have to sign up or register?
So we always prefer registration. You can check on our website at snowapproach.org. So, and register for that. Or you can always stop in as well. So we're not, we always accept people in, but we would like to know numbers wise.
It's always nice. Is there a cost?
Nope. It is completely free.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, and you just can come in and you come in. Can you drop off a loved one?
Yes,
got
exactly.
It. So yep. If you're going with someone, and so you can either stay with them or if they're comfortable and...
Correct, yeah. So we have care partners that drop them off regularly and care partners that like to stay and be in community as well. So really depends on your schedule and what you're wanting from it, but you can choose either or.
And that's good for caregiver respite. Like, not to do a shout out, but I will. It's like they can have their loved one go to a great program. They can go over to Weaver Street Market or some other and just have a cup of coffee, visit with a friend. I know when I was in the throes of intense caregiving, just that hour away with a friend or even just taking a nap in the car, which I did. I had a pillow in my car, so when, yeah, I could take it. Anyway, so that's great. So they can drop off, participate. There's no cost. I still have a few more things. So then it begs the question, and how fun. You're a CFO there, Dan, even though you're a volunteer with Snow Approach. So if you're not charging people, how do you have money?
So technically, we're all volunteers. Positive Approach to every one of us is on salary at Positive Approach to Care.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel it's valuable enough to hire great people such as Nathan and Noah and Unique to partner with Amanda and Tipa to be there that we would pay them here. We want them to volunteer over here so that it is fully staffed and people can just come in really anytime, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We take donations.
I was going to say, and are both are nonprofits?
No.
Or no.
Positive Approach to Care is a for-profit company.
And the Snow Approach Foundation, I know that is a nonprofit because I know they've received grants and other donations, and they have galas and events. So that's a legally recognized nonprofit.
Right.
So,
Tipa will do some talks where the honorarium just goes to Snow Approach. But for other than that, we rely on donations and volunteers, the people to come in and support us.
And what about the consultations, the one-on-one consultations? How does that work? I thought, are they all free? I thought there can be a charge, I thought. I remember looking at the charge amount at one point thinking you should be charging a lot more than that.
It's kind of a pay as you can.
Got it.
But it's more of a donate what you will.
Got it. Okay. And so that's when families will reach out and say, hey, I really would like some specific one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know I tried to reach out at one point. I knew Amanda and Tipa were traveling a lot. How does that work now that you have more staff? So if I'm working with a family and they would like some specific guidance, can I call? And then is there a larger team now? Nathan, is that something you would do? Or how does that work with the consultations?
Yeah, so Noah is usually in charge of the consultation, so you can always call our facility, and all that information is on our website. So you can always call our facility, and me, Unique, or Noah would answer the call, but then Noah would set up a consultation and look at either Amanda or Tipa's schedule and then figure out what are the needs for that individual. You know, each person comes with a different need and ask, and then we can set up that 30-minute consultation to figure out how we can help assist them.
I love that. So we'll do it at the end of the show, but let's do it now really quickly. I like to throw websites in. So the website for people to get connected and more information for the snow, and I think you said it, is it literally snowapproach.org?
Yep.
Just snowapproach.org.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to confuse things, but I'm going to tell you there's another, it was Tipa Snow. There was tipasnow.com, but I used to look at it differently. So because I used to say Tipa Now, because when I was referring, that was an older, but it's even though it's Tipa Snow, if you look at it, it also could be like Tipa's Now, like I need Tipa Now.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we were talking about, we had an on-demand video service for a little while and we were kind of debating like, what should we call it? And I'm like, well, it's on demand. Can we call it Tipa's Now?
Yeah.
And they did not go for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have gone for that because, yeah, I love it. Okay, but listeners, all right, so not to, I like to be confusing and rambling. Snowapproach.org is for the Snow Approach Foundation.
Correct.
And then if you want to understand the fullness of the training programs and the videos and the books, and I subscribe, actually, I have 5 emails, but 3 of my emails are subscribed to Positive Approach. So I get like daily notices about new books and stuff like that. That, Dan, what's that email?
That's simply tipasnow.com.
Oh, that is that one, mm-hmm. for Positive Approach.
So we have positiveapproach.com and positiveapproachcare.com. We got all those. The one that we do is tipasnow.com.
Okay, so that's why. So I wasn't then confused. Okay, well, then I could say it loud. All right, so there's the tipasnow.com or tipasnow.com or snowapproach.org. I wanted to add the foundation into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then are there telephone numbers for people to call? I'm making them both. That was really fun. They both just like looked down at the phone like, what? It's kind of like me, like, what's my number? What's my number? I know my husband's number, my girl's numbers. It just, while we're adding things, and some of our listeners.
So I'm just going to piggyback on your consultation question for a moment.
Yes, please.
So here in Orange County, we do have, and we do provide those free consultations. But we do have consultations worldwide and through Positive Approach to Care. We do provide consultations either through phone or video chat, whichever the person's preference is, and they can reach out to us at our phone number, 877-877-1671.
Oh, wow. Say that again. So it's
877-877-1671.
Wow, that's repeating. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a cool number. All right.
Or they can email us at consults@tipasnow.com. And the first 30-minute consultation is completely free.
And is that plural, like consult or consults?
Honestly, we have both.
Oh, okay, good. Just that.
It's confusing.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so consult or consults at...
tipasnow.com.
Thank you.
So the first 30-minute consultation is 100% free. Mm-hmm. And then you can continue on with someone else if you'd like. And that's only $50 an hour.
Yeah, that was... which is really low, actually, when it comes to bringing in expert support. And I'll say this only because I think Tipa had a worldwide following. Definitely those of us who were in the aging space and were trained by her in the kind of professional sphere, she had a following. But then she got a really, really famous client a few years ago. And I think, I'm not telling secrets, but I because it was all over the news. And I think that opened it up to a whole new world. Do you want to share that, or I can share that?
I'm happy to do so.
Yeah.
I found out about it. Even though I'm in the family, they definitely held to the NDA for a long time because I had no idea. I just knew Tipa was going to California, and they gave her a Tesla, so I had to teach her how to drive it over the phone.
Oh, gosh.
But yes, Bruce Willis's family reached out to us, and they hadn't gone public with it. They had tried a few different things, and finally Emma was like, no, I want Tipa Snow.
Yeah.
And so they reached out, and Tipa has been working with the family, helped them craft the message as far as, you know, he's living with it, this is what we're doing, and then Emma has taken, obviously, a very big role in bringing light to the situation.
And she went public with it. Why? Like, it just all of a sudden then went all over the news and Instagram and TikTok, and all of that got sort of shared, so that's why I was like, I'm not saying anything that's... I didn't know about it either. I found out about it on the news as well. So, and I think that raises awareness. I mean, it's heartbreaking for the family. There is something very kind and gracious about them sharing their journey, because I think this constant issue that I always say, which is you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And I think having them see people, you know, as they say, dementia, it doesn't care how old, doesn't care what race you are, it doesn't care how much money you have, it doesn't care where you live. So,
and that's one of the impetuses for creating the Snow Approach Foundation. Is there was a town in, I want to say, the Netherlands, that really made the rounds on social media several years ago, where they created a village just for people living with dementia.
I love it. Yes,
and it's great. And but Tipa and Amanda were like, well, that's wonderful, but we've already got a great town. Why do we need to build another one?
I'm glad you brought that up. So
part of the role of Snow Approach is we don't just work with the families. We've worked with the police, the EMS, the fire department, Weaver Street, you mentioned, and the library, and different organizations, so that people can be more comfortable to get out and enjoy this wonderful town, the wonderful county that we're in, it's not just for Hillsborough. It's for Orange County. It's for North Carolina. We want this to be the shining light where people will come and learn how to do it right.
Well, and I think it, clearly in the beginning of the show, and I'll do it at the end, and I love to do it in between, the shout-out love to the Orange County Department on Aging. And we've had an initiative now for years. I don't know if it's kind of quietly active. It was really active a few years ago, the Dementia Friendly Business Initiative, TJ, and I was one of the educators going around to businesses, lawyer's office. I was in a chocolate store that no longer exists, and we were talking about it, you know, how to be a dementia-friendly business. And it's part of this whole sort of, the terminology keeps changing, you know, dementia-capable, dementia-friendly, dementia-ready. So I'm not sure what the terms are now, but I think people have really stuck on this term of inclusive community. And so I love that you all are working to kind of that next generation of it. How do we make sure that our entire community is supportive? Where are you, I want to stay positive, but where, because I did want to talk about the rewards and the challenges. So for fun, let's talk about challenges. Where are the challenges when families are coming to you, or as you look around our community, either in terms of the inclusivity of communities or other things, where, what are people coming to you most often with, what kinds of challenges?
Yeah, I would just say the lack of inclusivity and understanding for dementia in general. And I, before coming here, would say I had a lack of education as well. So just seeing, we work with care partners all week, every day, really. And when having those conversations and building relationship with these care partners, it's really hard sometimes to hear the frustrations and the systems that are not helping them out and helping their spouses out. So I think just realizing that we are a cause, like Dan was saying, like a beacon of light, and we're trying to change that, but realizing there's a lot to fix in our community.
And I'm glad you kind of threw the word spouse in there, when, because I want to be really clear, when we say care partners, who are you seeing the most of? Is it spouses? Is it the adult children? I mean, that's who I generally am working with the most. Very rarely am I working with the individuals themselves, though sometimes I've had actually a few that they have come to me that they know that things are changing. But mostly for me, it's spouses and children, a few times siblings. What is that, what you're finding as well?
Definitely. At least with my job, yeah, I definitely work with a lot of spouses, and a couple of their children come in for brain cafes and stuff.
So the care partners would fall under that, for lack of a better term, but the term that's used, I think, most often is a family caregiver, even though, or family care partner. But that's the kind of world. What about, and I know this is the space I used to be in, the direct care space, because professionals are also called care partners. So, you know, you have a lot of certified nursing assistants, caregivers, other direct care staff at one of our senior, you know, one of the many senior living communities, because you also work pretty intensely with those worlds.
I would say the biggest challenge for working with those groups is A, administration allowing them time to be trained.
Yeah, because I've gone through the training. It's not quick. It's not an hour. I've gone through hour trainings here, hour there, but then when you really go through the, you know, it was a few days and a bunch of homework and hours,
But even like our champion courses are about 2 hours long, or we'll go out and we'll do a skills day, which can be up to 6 hours long. And it's really hard to get people off the floor because a lot of places are understaffed. Also, you have a lot of tough nuts in the, I don't want to change. I've been doing this for 20 years. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, that's, I mean, because these are skills. When I've gone through it, that's why even though I'm trained to be a trainer, I'm you know, these are, my first training in 2003 was, what is it, hand under hand, which is a way of doing supportive feeding in a way that you're eating together and you're really guiding that person so they can feed themselves, but your hand is under their hand to help, as opposed to I'm literally just feeding you, that old-fashioned way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a skill. I mean, it, these things take practice. So, yeah, getting folks off the floor to go through the training, but also, yeah, to unlearn habits that may not be as supportive, but...
Right. Because they've been doing the job. They're getting the job done. But we can think there might be I would like to say a better way, but it could also just be a different way, in a way that works in a more supportive stance, or a more supportive way, I should say.
So that's a challenge. I know I also see family members, and besides what might be happening, they have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of 60 years of experience with each other. So I sometimes see that they don't quite attribute a behavior or a reaction to dementia, it's like, oh, that, you know, they were always like this, or don't you remember, or why can't you do this? Or they think if they just sort of yell at them enough, or if they just sort of, and you wonder, what am I seeing here? Am I seeing, you know, 50 years of how they communicate with each other, which that's their own thing, but it's a little different for, like, do y'all want to be fighting this much? Because what's happening here? And so there's just a lot of, so much about with the care partner as well, with the spouse. What kind of relationship do you want to have? I don't know. So that's a challenge I see as well.
Well, I can say just my personal experience, my dad is not living with any sort of diagnosed dementia. Mm-hmm. There may be some vascular issues going on, but he's 92. He's having some health problems. And I've been doing this for 9 years, and it's still like some of those triggers that come up from when I was a teenager or different things like that. It's like, if I were doing this with just about anyone at Snow Approach, I'd be fine. But because it's my dad, it's like, oh.
I know. Well, hey, and my dad may be listening now, but yeah, I'm 53 going on 15, right? When I'm with him, I'm 15 again, and it's hard.
I think that's a great point, too, is Snow Approach that I've noticed, especially with Tipa and Amanda, we're all learning still. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these skills that we promote, I would say Tipa and Amanda to practice that daily and are still trying to grow from what they've already mastered. So yeah.
Well, and another term, and we're coming towards the end of our show in just a few minutes. You threw it out. I didn't pick it up, but I'm going to pick it up quickly, which is, and we can't fully go into it, but this concept of GEMS, mm-hmm. which is the person themselves and their dementia journey and their brain change journey, they're changing as well. And so I don't know if you want to do a quick minute on how GEMS can help to be a little bit of a guide with that. I don't know.
I will do my best to be quick, but
I know, right? I just threw that with you. We've got a few minutes. You're okay.
So when Tipa created her GEMS, the idea was at that time there was the Alzheimer's Association had their 1, 2, 3 ranking. Mm-hmm. Then there was global deterioration, which was 7 was the best and 1 was the worst. I may mm-hmm. get these mixed up.
Yeah, and I remember all the numbers.
And the Allen cognitive scale was 1 was the best, but 6 was the worst. So it gets confusing. Is 1 good or bad? I don't remember.
Yes.
But either way, with numbers, there's a value. There's an inherent value. Would you rather be in first place or fourth? Would you rather have 4 cookies or 1? It's very... So Tipa wanted to take something else, and so she settled on gemstones, because gemstones aren't better than one another. They're just different, and they have different qualities, but they also need different settings and care to truly shine, just like
Love
people.
It.
And she created this originally for dementia. Then as she thought about it more and more, she realized this actually refers to all of us. Our brains change throughout the day.
That's why I was going forth with that mm-hmm. that the journey changes and what gems we might be mm-hmm. at different times during the day and at different times. All right, keep going. I'm just amening it.
That's fine. So, like, I struggled with that. I said, no, I'm never emerald. I'm never ruby. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me some examples of, yes, you are. I thought, okay, fine. But the idea is each of these gemstones has particular qualities or what they're known for. And mm-hmm. so a sapphire is generally healthy brain, and it's like the air can support a plane, the water can support a ship. They are there to support others.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds, they can be clear and sharp, but mm-hmm. they can also be very cutting. So someone who is and I'm a very natural diamond. This has nothing to do with brain change, but I'm witty, I'm sarcastic, I can be cutting even when I don't mean to, and so can a diamond, and they can be focused on different things. And emerald is kind of on the go. It's like when you're running late for work and then you spill your coffee and you think, oh man,
that's me all the time. I think I live in the emerald state.
That's an emerald state, whether or not you're living with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, it's like amber, you're stuck in a moment in time, you're really focused on sensation, and it's just like, you know what, you get wrapped up on the couch, you're in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a ruby, like strong movements. So mm-hmm. scrubbing the dishes, raking the yard, doing something. And then pearl, it's when you're sleeping. You know, mm-hmm. you're inside your shell. You're not really aware of the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea of, if I say someone's in an emerald state or a ruby state, or it's not better or worse than something else. It's where their abilities are in that moment. And so when we talk about dementia in that, we may say, if you're in an emerald state, your vision may be in a binocular mode.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in ruby, you're starting to lose skill, or you've lost skill in your fingers, but you have strength. So there is always skill there. It's just different than it was. And some people may be in one gem state in the morning, a different gem state in the afternoon, and a different one in the evening. And that's whether or not you're living with dementia. Like,
And all of the gems are beautiful, clearly, and have value. But also it affects us as care partners, how we're going to do the approach and what approach will be... I don't even mean to be all this, but positive. Right. What approach be positive?
That was well done.
I know, it really was, and I wasn't trying to do that. If you appreciate and understand and value where someone is, and then, but it's a lot of work on the care partner side. It's a deeply analytical. That's also why it takes time and practice. I am not anywhere near there yet. But to understand, to look at someone and get a sense, like, and I think there's a lot of issues universally, just to sort of take that empathy moment to look at someone, understand where they are, and then tailor your approach to that, I think is beautiful. In our 2 minutes left, I want to give each of you, is there anything that you wanted to share? The flip side of challenges is, and I think we talked about it a little bit, is the rewarding nature of it. So I'd love for you each to kind of like, is there anything you didn't share about the programs that you want to share, but also is there something about the rewardingness?
Yeah, I would say we were talking all about community, and you were saying with when someone is going through brain change, that's when we should expand our community. And I think that was a great point, and that's what I want Snow Approach and what our team wants Snow Approach to be like. So we want to be your community and grow with you and help and support you in any way we can. We, like Dan said, we are reaching out to a lot of companies, a lot of organizations in Hillsborough, but also the Orange County community. We would love communities such as like churches and schools to come check out our facility and see what we can offer, because we really are trying to make Hillsborough and our location, like Dan said, a beacon of light and diversity.
Yeah. I love it. Nathan?
And if I can speak.
Oh, wait, Nathan. Sorry, Dan. Having fun with names.
I have a couple things. I'll just give you one.
No, you're fine.
Have you ever heard of kintsugi?
No.
The Japanese art of breaking something, then you put it back together with like a gold plaster, and it becomes more beautiful.
Yes.
So this is something Amanda brought to us, and literally an hour before she presented it to the thing, one of our care partners and his wife were there. We had this big celebration, and he was saying how while he wished his wife had never had dementia, coming to Snow Approach and the family they've found with other people has made their relationship closer than it ever was. And he loves his wife more now. And just what an impact, because he said we were falling apart and now we're back together. And just what an impact it can have.
That is so beautiful. All right. Listeners, if you want more information, please go to snowapproach.org or tipasnow.com. I put all that there. I had to say it. I want to say, I really don't want to Nathan Maris and Dan Bulgarelli. There we go.
Well done.
Very nice.
Nailed it.
I did nail it. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. This is a conversation we're going to continue to have. And listeners, I should have said we're in May. We are in Older Americans Month. Next month is June, which is Brain Health Month. So this is the first in a series of shows we're going to be having over the next few weeks, all on brain health and brain change and dementia. And so all of you, wishing you good health. Many thanks to the wonderful folks at WCOM, FM, LP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. I put that in a fun way there. And then my Orange County Department on Aging friends for bringing us together for the Aging Well Together show. Looking forward to being with you all next week. And thank you all.
Thank you for having us.